do 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 do. Welcome to the Super Plus Diamond Edition Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm your co-host, John, and this is all my fault.
I'm your co-host, Besha, and I have a very brief story.
I must hear it.
Well, I was reading about, there's a whole subreddit dedicated to anti-multi-level marketing, which I was looking at because somebody I knew in high school contacted me and was like, I just love seeing your life unfold. It seems like you're doing really well. Looks like you, I think you'd be really good at what I do too. And I was like, nope. But there was some, I was looking at the tiers for some fucking scheme, and it was like, you get to be crown. You get to be royal crown. You get to be, and it jumps up to like super plus royal double crown. And that's what I wanted to do for Diamond.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I had a similar thing where, like, every time I go, every time I fly somewhere, it's always, you know, like now boarding, you know, like pre-boarding first class, and then, like, we welcome our platinum members aboard. Silver, gold. I want somebody to just go ahead and just do, like, we welcome our Excelsior class, Galaxy class, Sovereign class members, please board. Like, I, you know, just fucking, just go for it. Just use Starfleet ship classes and just see if anybody notices,
because those also have amazing bloat to their
titles. I agree and I actually have I mean, this is naturally a guest because we're talking about it just off mic. Sorry to ruin the magic for everybody, but our guest Diamond has an amazing anecdote to tell us about San Francisco sidewalks.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know I was gonna get to tell it.
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, you told us.
I did.
You told the world.
Yeah. So whenever I lived in San Francisco, I would get really stoked. I started noticing them. There were these where somebody, when they would lay fresh cement, somebody would come in and write stuff in them. And that happens everywhere. A lot of times people just write their name or put their handprint. Mm-hmm. But somebody in San Francisco, throughout the city, in different corners, you find, and maybe somebody listening knows the story behind these, Enterprise model numbers. And it would have the full model number. Like, somebody, whoever did it knew what they were doing. And it would be like NCC-1701-A. And then, like, another corner, it would be a different Enterprise. And I'm like, who is doing this? Like, they were always at the ready. Like, they always had a stick they could shove in cement, and they always knew, like, I've got an Enterprise for this corner.
Well, was it in the same handwriting every time?
I mean, is there handwriting when you're writing with a stick and cement?
Oh, true. Possibly. I don't know. I feel like,
or there's a whole crew of people, like, trying to get the word out about the Enterprise.
Yeah, or, like, one guy saw it and then was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then, you know, like, just decided to do his own version.
Totally,
you know,
possible.
Like, yeah. I would be super curious to know if they correspond in any way to, like, the street corners in some weird,
I
like,
I was curious, yes.
Yeah. Now I have to find the one, like, I'm sure there's got to be a corner tagged with Enterprise C, right? I need to find that corner and take a picture.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very important corner.
It's my favorite Enterprise. I'm just saying.
Now I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was curious what one you were gonna say.
It's the same. I have a weird affection for the Ambassador class. Like, I think it's the nicest looking. Well, aside from Galaxy. Aside from Galaxy, there's something nice about, you know, like, it's a perfectly circular saucer section. It's got these, you know, these 90 degree angles on the nacelle struts. It's just, I don't know. It's like, it's perfect. It's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
That was a strange one. I can't, like, argue with it and be like, what? Why would you say it? I'm like, it was just so weird. I was like, okay.
It's just strange. This is definitely what Ian was, my significant other, was arguing about. Didn't really pay that much attention.
That's all right. I mean, I got nothing against Enterprise D. I mean, the Galaxy class is also a beautiful ship in its own way. But there's something about the kind of, like, I don't know, the sort of the utilitarianness of the Ambassador class. But it still manages to look great. Like, I don't know. I feel like the
more stoutiness of the ambassador class is better weighted against each of the two pieces. Whereas the galaxy class is kind of like this giant saucer, and then there's the little, like, tugboaty end pushing it along. But you have to love D because it's such an important ship.
It's
but
true.
Anyway. Yeah. Anybody who's not really into Star Trek is, like, really done.
Indeed. Well, perhaps we should explain what the actual podcast is.
Yeah. Do.
Every time I've had an idea, I've written it down for 10 years, and now there are hundreds of them, some of which might be amazing. They're all in a big spreadsheet, and it's time to give them away right now. Diamond is going to tell us what she's found in the pile, and Besha and I are going to help figure it all out. If you hear one you like, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
And a cut.
I should also note that you might be hearing tiny baby sounds from my end every now and then, just because
I caught that.
Yes, Quentin is being fed his lunchtime bottle on the couch next to me, and then he will be going into the kitchen for his lunchtime solids, so if you hear any baby noises, that's my beautiful precious angel.
I can't wait until
he sounds heavy
to hang out on here.
I actually have no idea how much he weighs. We should try putting him on a scale at some point, I guess. But we don't own a bathroom scale, and so we would have to put him on our food scale.
And you can't really stand on the food scale with the baby in your arms.
Yeah, no, we need to we need to figure out a solution. But anyway. Diamond, what's the first thing you found?
First thing on the list was cards for street encounters. It's under product with the tag print.
Okay.
I know what I think this is, and I would love that to be a thing. And I also know historically what they were.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so what is this?
Is there nothing else in the notes field for this one?
Nothing else in the notes. You are on the line for this one.
Crap. I think...
cards for street / cafe encounters, which I find comedically precise to say cafe encounters. The category is product and the tag is print.
I mean, I think these were just for sort of like if you... like you encountered somebody on the street and you did something where it's sort of like, oh, you know, like you see somebody that you think is a friend of yours, so you wave, and it turns out that is not your pal, but you already made eye contact with the person. You're like, motherfucker. So you would just go up to them and hand them this card and be like, sorry, I thought you were a friend of mine. My, like, you know,
that's
stuff
what
like
card
that.
Says?
Yes, that's what the Great. Card says.
That's actually kind of awesome and not what I was thinking, but okay. I love it. I was thinking like a card you hand when you've been talking to somebody, and it's like, it's a way out, kind of, for me. Like, oh, I don't have to be as social. I don't have to talk to you about stuff. Here's my, like, social calling card, not a business card. Mm-hmm. And they used to have those back in the Gilded Age. People, you weren't allowed to talk to somebody. Like, you would meet at a party, have a formal introduction, and then the person who was higher up in society, it was their job to send one of their coachmen or something to your house to drop off a card that said, like, their name on it, and that was it. It was just a card that said, oh, I dropped by. But it really was just their coachman. Yeah. And at that point, the person in lower social standing could then drop a card off at their house, and eventually they could, like, meet in a salon and actually speak in person. But first you had to do all this tap dancing with your assistants and your fancy business cards that just had your name on them.
Is that what calling cards were?
I believe so.
A calling card was also so that you could hand it to the butler and he could take it upstairs and determine whether Madame was at home to visitors or not.
Yes. And that was... I think that before they were this, like, weird and convoluted, that's what they were. Like, you actually went by and you left your card, but it still had to be the person in higher standing first. But eventually it just devolved into this, like, bah, go send them a card, and then they send you a card. And eventually you can talk at a party.
Do you like to spend a lot of time working up to actually having to talk to a human, which actually kind of sounds great.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the first one.
Yeah, I think there might have been a dating version of this as well, where so like if you saw a girl on the sidewalk that you thought was interesting looking, but you didn't want to interrupt her day, you would just hand her this card and then skedaddle without ever saying a word. that was just like, hey, I thought you were interesting looking, but I didn't want to bother you. Here's my Twitter or whatever, right? Like,
yeah.
Like that would also be. But I still, now that I think about it, I don't know if that also is too much. Like, just don't. I mean, but then how are you supposed to ever? I don't know. This is why I'm glad I'm married now, because the prospect of being a single person in the year 2018 is just so hideous to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
but I don't know. Would you consider that to be?
I think I'd be weirded out. I think I'd be like, strange person dropped a card and ran away like an animal into the woods.
I mean, I kind of like the idea that, you know, you're forced to leave it up to somebody else whether they want to interact with you.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the card that I can hand to someone that says, oh shit, sorry, I thought you were my friend Dave.
Yeah, I like that.
I've also thought a lot about how we need more and varied hand gestures for traffic. Like,
ooh.
Not just angry ones, but like, oh shit, I'm so sorry, I didn't see you. Thanks. Like, I know we've got the wave for like, thanks for letting me in, but like, I'm really sorry that this Camaro would not let me merge and now I'm cutting you off. I'm really, really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, I thought this was a two-way, but it is a one-way. Sorry, did not mean to scare you.
I always thought that as cars get more connected, that sort of like inter-car messaging would be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that it would require an extremely advanced partner AI inside the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's a lot of work.
Yeah. If you
Let's stick with the cards for awkward social encounters. That's a good start.
I love it. All right. What's next?
Next, if somebody doesn't like Star Trek, they're screwed. Holodeck bounce house. I love this idea because the concept of bounce houses are awesome, but in reality, they're the grossest things on the planet. But if a holodeck one existed, it would just be new, clean matter all the time.
Yes. No, that's... You know what? You are absolutely correct about that, but I think the version that I had in my head...
Just a bounce house that looked like a holodeck?
Yes, it was just a black bounce house with a yellow grid. You could just go inside. Bounce around it.
Wow, dream big,
John.
Seriously.
It's like the worst bounce house. It's just a box.
It's the Imaginarium, you guys.
Yeah.
This is the best bounce house. It can be anything you imagine it to be.
No, I like that. I mean, the holographic one is that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because you're right, it would be. It would be new and clean every time. It would never deflate. You could probably adjust local gravity inside the, you know, like, there's a lot of tweaks you could do. But until then, you know, my somewhat more prosaic idea will have to suffice.
Yours reminds me of this coffee mug that I grew up with. It was my mom's coffee mug, and it was the holodeck, and when it was empty, it was just the holodeck doors. And when you put hot coffee in it, you know, the, like, gray doors disappeared, and it became the Robin Hood episode.
Oh! Amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Delightful.
Yeah.
I think she still has that coffee mug.
Awesome. I request a picture.
I'll see what I can do. I have one that's Troy's face. It's like 3D. It's not like a picture of her face. You are drinking out of the top of her head is sawed off.
Oh!
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It doesn't work very well either. It doesn't work very well either. Like, it's kind of like just dumping coffee on yourself.
I request a picture of that as well, actually.
I'll see when we get it unpacked, because we're still kind of out of boxes right now, but I'll see what I can do.
Awesome.
So the next one on the list was self-inflating armor with ripcord, which is the greatest thing that's ever been thought of in the world, and I'm sad it's not yet a thing for me as an adult. I would do it every time somebody pissed me off. I'd be like, cut me off, like, pull it and just look at them like, I'm ready.
You see this? I'm prepared.
Somebody's like, a group of three people jump in front of me in line because one of their friends got there first, like, pull the cord.
And just stare at them.
Like, you are ready for battle. Yes. Yeah, that was essentially what I envisioned.
Just was like, more than protecting myself, is it's my way to be threatening.
Yeah, like a puffer fish, you know? You're just, yes, you're making yourself appear larger in the face of predators.
I feel like it would work, not because they're like, oh crap, this person could really take me out. They'd be like, whoa, this person is not stable.
Crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
Like violent anchors. I'll eat your eyes. I'll eat all of your eyes.
That, like, they're like, this person wears inflatable armor and is threatening me.
Just staring at me. Not worth it. Not worth it, dude.
Have you seen the music video for the band called Red Fang, and it's the music video for their song called Prehistoric Dog?
No.
So they're a stoner, metal-y, Hesher-type band, to really just say it the most simplest possible terms. And one of their videos, they're sitting in a car drinking beers, and the whole back seat is filled up. It's the old bench-style seats, you know, and the whole back seat is filled up with beers. And they're sitting in there, and there's some LARPers that they're watching. And one of them he's like, "Hey, Gandalf!" So they pick a fight with these LARPers, and then they, like, go home, and they make armor out of all their empty beer cans. And the whole video is them making armor out of their beer cans until the very end they go out to the LARPers, but the LARPers just, like, destroy them, and their weapons are real, and they're, like, cutting off the band's arms and stuff. And they're, like, Tecate armor is just not working out.
That sounds amazing.
But it reminded me of that. And I also need inflating armor to threaten people at Intelligentsia who butt in line.
Co-signed. We just need somebody to develop it, produce it, and sell it to you.
Perfect.
They've got buyers.
They can have my money. I'll give it to them.
Shut up.
This is the last, unless, like, we run out of time and I have to go to backup concepts, this is the last Star Trek one.
Okay.
So much Star Trek today, I'm sorry.
Never apologize.
Star Trek uniforms with capes.
This
makes sense because TNG's first few seasons, they already have piping where a cape would be.
Oh, that's true.
The piping's there.
That's true.
It's literally exactly where a cape would go.
Piping is for?
Well, I mean, that's not what it's for, but it's already there. You could just, it's so natural and perfect.
That's true. Although, I mean, obviously there were problems with that season's, those first two seasons, uniform design in general, but yeah, if you could make it out of something other than spandex, you know.
Wesley's uniform was the worst. They were like, how many ways can we make this not fit him? And the back doesn't close.
Oh, God. Right? Yeah. No, that's true. But yeah, I mean, you'd have a hard time fitting a cape to that, I think. It would have to... Yeah, and then I don't know where you would put those three stripes. Like, there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems with that. But for the rest of them, yeah, that makes sense. That had not occurred to me, that the piping... But you're absolutely right. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. It's there already.
I have nothing more to add. That's brilliant.
Because the idea is done. It's been done. It's there. It's ready.
Excellent.
So, there you go. Also, Picard deserves a cape.
Well, yeah.
Fully agreed. And especially, what was it, in season 5 when they gave him that weird jacket thing?
Yes! Where it was like,
right? Like, he had
all of a sudden he's a little bit casual.
Yeah, it was like a blue shirt and then like a red motorcycle jacket with the ribbed shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, why not? Just add a cape.
And the weird thing is, like, where did he get it?
I don't know.
Been at space this whole time. Was he like, oh, I found this in the back of my closet all of a sudden?
I don't know. Like a bulletin goes out to all Starfleet.
Was there a Garrett on that starship making them uniforms, or...
There was a designer somewhere who just sent a bulletin out to all captain level officers and was like, "Hey, new option for you. Just in case you want it, plug this into the replicator." I don't know what that was doing. Like, it was so odd, but I fully support. There should have been a cape.
Yeah.
Are you picturing like a floor length, like Doctor Strange kind of deal, or like a half?
I'm picturing both. I was like, which one do I like better? I kind of feel like the half makes more sense because they're a bit adventure-y, and a full length one would get in the way.
Yeah, agreed. agreed. But
the full length one would be like what they wear with their formal dresses.
Maybe. I'm with it. I could see it in my mind, and it's beautiful.
It's really epic with that, like, formal dress they wear that they don't call a dress.
Totally.
Anyway, there you go.
Excellent.
All right. How are we doing on time?
I think we have time for at least one more.
Okay. You had one that I was more curious about what it was than anything, and it's one less fixie.
this was just
a sticker, isn't it?
It's a bike sticker. Okay. It's a movement. It's just sort of like, just.
Are you threatening to hit fixies?
No, I just feel like this is a sticker that everybody who's got a normal, real human bike should just have on their sticker on their bike that just says, "No, this is just one less of those." Like I don't.
One less car.
Yeah, I fully don't understand fixies on any level. Like they're not more convenient.
I will tell you why some people use them, because my husband cycles all the time, like, he has one, and he got his before they were in vogue, and it was for training, because it is exponentially harder to use, and you
train
hills, and so it was basically, this is super hard, it's like people who run with weights,
right,
and then when you get on your real bike, your race bike, it's much easier, and I've been told by people that in New York, you would use them because it's harder to steal one because it's harder to ride one. I don't know if there's accuracy to that. Yeah. For the people who ride around and are like, this is a real bike, yours isn't real. Like, it's just a dummy. Like, it's like somebody who's like, I only use a rotary phone.
Yeah.
It has a real dial.
Yeah, like, there's no advantage conferred on any level. Like, you're right. That's the only use case in which that's even vaguely plausible, is if you're training for something.
Purposefully more difficult.
Yep. Yeah. But otherwise, it's just not, it's not any better. It's not. Don't at me.
Stay away.
Because you know I'm right. I feel like we definitely have at least... We could put one more in if you've got...
I have two. You want to choose from?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's just do them both.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, then we're going to get another Star Trek one.
I love it. So,
do you want Star Trek or metal first?
You know what? Let's close with the Trek one.
Okay. We open and we close. So the first one is metal concert shirts for dev conferences.
Yes.
And it just says products, but I think we all know what it is.
Yes. Yeah. First of all, so every software developers conference needs to have an alternate logo that is like a metal band logo. Yeah. With that font that like makes it look like a bundle of dry twigs. And on the back, I mean, I guess since it's a conference, it doesn't tour. But maybe on the back of it, like, instead of tour dates, it's got, like...
speakers.
Ooh! Yes. Yes.
I would wear that shirt. I would wear it. As a metal fan, I would wear that shirt. I used to have a shirt that had Herzog, like the film director, in the Danzig font, and it had the Danzig skull on it, but it said Herzog.
That's amazing. Yes, I would support that. That sounds like a great shirt. Oh my god.
They made like them for like Fassbinder and all kind, but they would like be different bands like Metallica and Slayer and everything.
Sure. Yeah, but so that's all that was. I just feel like it would be, not that I even go to software conferences. I just want to see it in the world.
Yeah. I would wear that. I would ask my friends who go to buy me them. Make
yes.
sure you get me that t-shirt.
Yes.
Oh, this is my shirt from whatever fucking conference. 2017. Yeah. Good fucking year, man. It got weird.
You know, the conferences do always get weird. All right. So we started with Star Trek and we will close with it. Star Trek cruise ship. Different era per deck. With an ambassador package.
Yes, I
and
don't
the category
remember.
Is just Star Trek because you have a whole category of Star Trek.
I do. This would require I don't even know how much money. A lot of money, right? You take a cruise ship and then you outfit each deck to look like a different era Starfleet vessel or installation, and All of the, you know, like all of the actual crew of the ship wear a certain kind of uniform, and then you know everybody.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, all of the passengers on the cruise, you know, obviously are encouraged to wear uniforms. If you've got one, bring it. Just because I could see it in my mind, and it's beautiful.
I want to go on this cruise. I went on the Motorhead motorboat cruise.
I have friends. I've got friends who go on metal cruises, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And they love them. And they sound like such a great time.
I have video footage of a mosh pit in a pool, and the dudes are all still wearing their denim vests.
I think there actually was a Star Trek cruise in that, like,
yes.
Right, like, they brought, like, cast members on, and, you know, like, there were talks and panels and stuff, and, like, that sounds great. You should still do that, but I feel like the cruise ship itself should also be modified.
Like the Disney cruises.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
They go full theme.
Oh, God, of course they would, and Disney has the money to do it. Like, yeah. So I just, I don't know. I feel like this is something that should happen, but...
you could reopen Quark's bar!
Oh, my God. That would absolutely... Because there'd be multiple bars on this cruise ship, right? You'd have one that would be Quark's, one would be 10 Forward.
Oh, my God, there could be an onboard Taylor.
Yes.
Garrick.
Yes. God, you'd have to get some...
the laundry. Garrick's laundry. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good.
I want this ship to be real.
I mean, just to go just once. Like, but can you imagine how much money that would take? I don't even know how to begin to calculate. Like, yeah, no. If I ever become, like... crazy, like Jeff Bezos rich. I'm doing
Why isn't Bezos doing this? He's a Star Trek fan.
I don't know. I mean,
how did he get this idea to Bezos?
I got a lot of questions for why Jeff Bezos isn't doing a lot of things.
Can we get him to fix Flint first, maybe?
Well, apparently
you know,
Elon Musk is doing
really
that.
Depressing?
Yeah.
Flint's water is not even close to the worst in America.
Right.
I was listening. No, it doesn't. I grew up in a town that had a lead smelting plant on the water.
Oh, God.
I remember hearing about how bad Flint's water was, and I was like, that doesn't sound that bad. And then NPR did an article, like, a piece, and I'm listening to it, and the guy is like, look, we need to fix Flint, but here's the thing. Like, it's not even, like, talking about how bad everywhere else is, all these other rural areas. And they're like, one of the worst in America. And they were like, it's like 7-point-something times worse than Flint. It's Jefferson County, Missouri. And I was like, oh! Oh, that's awful.
My significant other's hometown was profiled in a New York Times article about how terrible the rural South is and how there's nothing to do but hang out in the vape store.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, well, this is awkward. I know some of these people.
when they made the movie version of Winter's Bone and they cast, like, locals, I was like, oh, my God, how many people do I know from... Because, like, my mom's family's from there, and we grew up just outside of there in the city where there were 12 people in my 8th grade graduating class.
Mm.
That's how the water gets so bad. When there's that few people, they're like, nobody
will
notice.
Who cares? Do they notice?
Yeah. Anyway. Bezos can fix Flint, and with the money he makes off of the Star Trek cruise. How about that?
I love it. We have now reached that part of the podcast where one of us gives a terrible recommendation, or we perhaps showcase an idea from our guest. Does anybody have anything?
I got nothing.
I don't, for once.
I have a, not, it's not a terrible recommendation, but just a regular recommendation, which is a podcast called Story Break that I'm not sure that you could listen to all of them, but the basic idea is that, like, it's three people in a writer's room who have 1 hour to, like, and they're given a topic, and it's usually something from, like, video games, where, like, they have to make a movie and, like, break down the whole story structure from beginning to end. A lot of them are actually surprisingly excellent. They did one of their first episodes was a Jar Jar movie that I legit am angry that it's not a real movie. Because it sounds amazing. Like, go find that episode and listen to it. And that, like, it's good.
Maybe it's the, like, Star Trek fan in me, but, like, I feel so bad for Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Because
Star Trek was all about, like, oh, but there's another side to everything. Nothing's that simple. So I'm just like, oh, poor Jar Jar.
I guarantee you that this you will like this movie.
Okay.
Like, it's great.
Awesome.
Great.
The Jar Jar story that nobody asked for except me.
Yeah, it's great. A plus, would recommend. They also do an episode about XCOM that I really enjoyed, where they turn it into a TV show and like sort of try to describe a season arc. Okay. But yeah, the only thing that I can kind of like hold against it is just that it's usually like all dudes. Sometimes they bring in a woman guest, but usually it's all dudes. So I'm sort of like, why? But like, you know, if you can get over that part, there's some good stuff.
Everything's been written for so long. It's finally changing, but there's some great stuff out there, despite the fact that's how it was written for years.
Indeed.
So maybe they'll hear this and be like, oh, we shouldn't make it all dudes, and it'll be even better.
I would love that.
Crazy concepts.
Perhaps it is time for us to tell everybody where we can be found on the internet. What do we think?
Yeah, why not?
You might be able to hear my baby in the background just giving his opinions.
Sounds like a cat.
So many opinions.
Yes, he has.
Opinionated little cat.
He has thoughts. Well, to everybody out there who's wondering where we can be found on the internet, for me, this is made a lot simpler. Thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter. She's a sometime guest co-host whose episodes you can actually find in the archive. My whole deal has been vastly streamlined. Just go to flavor.country for links to all my social presences and the stuff that I make, which includes my Twitter, Instagram, and newsletter, which I'm going to go ahead and guarantee right now that you will like.
I will endorse that.
That's pretty
awesome.
Good.
You're backed up by the Bank of Besha.
I love it.
The Bank of Besha can be found on Twitter at just Besha, BESHA. There's no bank.
And I can be found, it's pretty easy, at Diamond Fisher, FISCHER, on everything.
If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to this show by searching for Idea Factory Giveaway in your podcast app of choice and let John know if it doesn't pop up. If you're already there, go ahead and leave us a 5-star rating and or a nice review, because it would help us out a lot. If you've already done that, why not tell a friend?
Thanks, and remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
And I want a cut. Doo doo, doo doo.